either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Shaitani chakkar. Advai. As long as your inside is pure and clean, doesn't matter what's on the outside. Not necessary to follow sunnat. Inside must be clean. Inside you love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Outside doesn't matter. The general of the South African army who served 25 years, if he reports to work dressed in the uniform of the Zimbabwean army, they'll court-martial him immediately. And they'll open up a case of treason against him. They'll say, 25 years of loyal service. I am with you. My heart is with you. I am for you. They'll say, by your external appearance has cast doubts on your character. And has cast doubts on your loyalties. All his excuses will be to no avail. Give me a glass of water. The water is pure. The water is clean. Outside the glass there's grease. Outside the glass there's sand. Outside the glass there's food stain, curry stains. It does not behove me to drink the water from that glass. Why aren't you drinking? The water is pure. The water is clean. By the outside of the glass is filthy. It doesn't matter if the water is clean. Andar to saaf hai. My inside is clean. Doesn't matter what's on the outside. Shaitani chakkar. Deception of shaitan. So that those individuals whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina, if they spot a new haircut or they make one tear on their trousers, then like foolish ignorance, in thousands we will ape them. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who you imitate, Allah will raise you with him. This ummah, by its outer actions, has imitated whom? Has made whom its imam? Is following whom? Such an effort has to be made that one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each ummati must have the complete conviction that there is no better way than this. Insaniyat is in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Honor is in his way. Distinction is in his way. He gave everything for this ummat. Years of nubuwwat. And there wasn't a single occasion, not a single day, not a single night that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't cry for his ummah. 23 years of nubuwwat, and there wasn't once an occasion that for 3 consecutive days Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had food to eat. There were many occasions when for 3 consecutive days he had no food to eat. But there was not one occasion, not once in 23 years that for 3 consecutive days he had food to eat. And when he had food in the morning, then there was no food in the evening. And if he had food in the evening, there was no food in the morning. Once he is walking with Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up dates from the ground. Dates lying on the ground will be dirty, partially eaten by insects. He picks it up, cleans it and eats it with relish. Offers it to Ibn Umar, who says, I don't want. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bal ana ashtahihi, hadhihi subhu rabi'ah, ma dhuqtu shay'ah. Oh Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. This is the fourth day and not a single morsel of food has entered my stomach. No excuse was left for anybody in the Ummah till Qiyamah. عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا وَفِضَّةً. He says, my Rabb offered me to turn the mountain ranges of Mecca into gold and silver for me. فَأَبَيْتْ وَقُلْتُ يَا رَبِّ أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا. I said, oh my Rabb, I will be hungry on one day and I will have food on the next day. إِذَا جُعْتُ تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ. On the day that I am hungry, I will lower myself to you and I will beg from you. And on the day that I have stomach full, I will praise you and make your shukr. Such a lifestyle where no excuse was left for any person till Qiyamah. The fuqara of the ummah were given tasalli. They were given consolation that your way of life is closer to the way of your Nabi. So that on the day of judgment when the announcement comes, Udunu minni ahibba'i, Allah will say, call closer my beloved, call closer my beloved. Malaika will ask, man ahibba'uk, O Allah, who are your beloved? Allah will reply, fuqara'ul mu'mineen, the poor ones of my ummah. The poor believers, they are my beloved. No excuse was left for anybody till Qiyamah. That I could not do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of lack of dunya. In fact, he cautioned his sahaba from the time when the door of dunya will be opened upon them. So that in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just one city, Madain, the wealth of Madain was estimated to be equivalent to 30 trillion dinars. Wealth was pouring into Medina Munawwara. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the food he would eat was so coarse that the others couldn't put it down. It's a lengthy incident, we'll cut it short. Sahaba decide to request him to increase his allowance on the Baytul Mal. They knew his temperament. So who to send? Ummul Mumineen Aisha and Ummul Mumineen Hafsa radiallahu anhu send. One, the beloved, both wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One his most beloved wife and the other one Umar's daughter also. Then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala begins her address and she says, O Amirul Mumineen, my beloved husband Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent great difficulty and hardship, striving for the deen of Allah, striving for the hidayat of humanity, until eventually Allah called him back. Then my father, he also kept up the same pattern of austerity and hardship, opposing the murtaddeen and striving to establish the kalima of Allah on this earth, until he also was called back. Now Allah has used you, Islam has spread far and wide. وَوُفُودُ الْعَرَبِ وَالْعَجَمِ يَأْتُونَكَ. The delegations of the Arabs and non-Arabs daily are coming to Medina Munawwara, pouring in to accept Islam. And yet, you have 12 patches on your clothing. The food you are eating is such that others cannot even eat it. Why don't you wear good clothing? يُحَابُ فِيهِ مَنْظَرُكَ. That people will be filled with awe at your appearance. And open up your dastarkhan. يُغْدَى عَلَيْكَ بِجَفْنَةٍ مِّنَ الطَّعَامِ وَيُرَاحُ عَلَيْكَ بِجَفْنَةٍ مِّنَ الطَّعَامِ تَأْكُلْ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ حَضَرَكَ مِّنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ. Morning and evening, muhajirin, ansar, everyone can partake. Open up the dastarkhan. And to this extent she spoke. فَبَكَى عُمَرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. Umar started crying incessantly. And he said, أَنْتُمَا زَوْجَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأُمَّهَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the mothers of the believers. You have a right over the believers. You have a special right over me. I should obey you. وَلَكِنْ أَتَيْتُمَا تُرَغِّبَانِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا. But how can I obey you when you have come to give me raghbat, an invitation to this dunya? Tell me, أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَبِعَ مِنْ خُبْزِ بُرٍ عَشَرَةَ أَيَّامٍ أو خَمْسَةَ أَيَّامٍ أو ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ أو جَمَعَ بَيْنَ غَدَاءٍ وَعَشَاءٍ حَتَّى لَحِقَ بِاللَّهِ. He said, tell me, you lived with my beloved Nabi. Was there 10 days or 5 days or 3 days or even 1 day that my Nabi had his stomach full to eat? Was there even 1 day that he had 2 meals? With tears in their eyes, they said, oh Umar, there was not 1 day like that. He said, wasn't the clothes of my Nabi such that rubama hakka jildahu min khushunatiha? That sometimes it was, because of its coarseness, it would leave marks on his skin. He asked Hafsa, that, oh my beloved daughter, tell me what was the best meal that my Nabi had in your home? She says, oh my father, there was a piece of dry bread, brittle, which I took, and from an empty ghee container, I scraped the remnants out, heated it and poured it on that dry, brittle bread. He ate this with relish. She says, oh my father, this was the best dish that my Nabi ate in my home. He says, oh Hafsa, didn't you yourself tell me that the carpet in the home of my Nabi was a piece of cloth? At night you would fold it over to be his bedding. Once you folded it one more time to give him more comfort and ease. The next morning he rebuked you that what have you done to my bedding? Athanaytil mihad. Have you folded it one more time over? Mali shagaltumuni bilinil firash. Oh Hafsa, why have you let the softness of my bedding come in between me and my Allah? He says, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his past and future sins were forgiven, although he was sinless. Yet despite this, amsa ja'ian, waraqadha sajidan, walam yazal baqiyan hatta lahiqa billah. In the evenings he would be hungry. His nights were spent in sajda. He gave everything until Allah ta'ala called him back to him. مثلي ومثل صاحبي كثلاثة. He says, my and my two companions example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr is like three people. سلكوا طريقا فأفضى الأول. They tread a road, the first one reached his destination. ثم اتبعه الثاني, then the second one went. He adopted the same level of austerity. He adopted the same level of hardship. He followed footstep by footstep the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also reached his destination. Now I am treading that road. If I follow the same example, if I follow the same example, and I am content with what they were content were with, then I will reach them. Otherwise I will never be able to reach them. La akala Umaru tayyiban. Umar will not eat good food. وَلَا لَبِسَ لَيِّنًا. Umar will not wear soft clothing. They understood the value of the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their whole jamaat was prepared on the basis and foundation of qurbani. They made their day his day. They made their night his night. They made their fikr and cry his fikr and cry. Each one aspiring with one another. One black sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ayamna'uni sawadi wa damamatu wajhi min dukhulil jannah. He says, O Nabi of Allah, Tell me, will the darkness of my complexion, will my appearance or lack of worldly means be an obstacle to my jannat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, that how can this be the case? It will never be like this. Then the sahabi says, youngster, his name was Saad Sulaymi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, 8 months, 8 months, I am looking for a partner in Madinah Munawwara. I am a youngster, natural aspirations, natural desires. He wanted to fulfill it in a halal manner. He says, yet no one is prepared to give me their daughter in nikah. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this, he says, Ahadar al-yawm Amar ibn Wahab bin al-Thaqafi. Where is Amar bin Wahab Thaqafi? Ansari sahabi, whose daughter was famed for her beauty. And the family was famed for its wealth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go to him and tell him that I have sent you, he must give you his daughter in nikah. He goes to the home of Saad, of Amr bin Wahab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and knocks at the door. Any father naturally, especially if his daughter is very beautiful, and if he's of a good social standing, builds up certain hopes and aspirations, certain ideals, certain standards in his heart that he envisages for his child. Black Sahabi, poor, no known background, knocks at his door, he opens the door, and the Sahabi says, I have come, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent me for your daughter's hand in marriage. Momentarily he is taken aback. And he doubts the veracity of Saad Sulaymi's claim. He says, you are a liar, go away from here. Those homes were not like our homes. The daughter hears the conversation. Like I remember, just digressing a little bit, taking a little bit of your time. A few years ago when we were in Nizamuddin, one of the elders, he was giving us some karguzari. He says, the first jamaat that came from America, first jamaat, in the 50s this was, 50s or 60s. There was one brother in the jamaat, he took his name, I forgot the name now. It was Ramadan month. He says, after iftar, late at night, that brother came to me and he's telling me, Molana, tell me, the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat of the whole world, where's this Amir? That time it was, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Amir. He said, where's this Amir of this Jamaat of the whole world? So he says, that person, do you remember the person who was serving you food at iftar? He says, yes. He says, that's the Amir. He says, the Amir was serving me the food to eat. He says, yes. So he says, tell me where this Amir lives. There was a small room next to Banglawali Masjid, which room, in fact, this person had taken his iftar in. So he said to him, see that room which you took your iftar in, that is the house of the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat of the whole world. This is no Jamaat organization, bhai. This is to bring one ummati back to the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the cry and the pain of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way of life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that instead of worldly wealth and pomp, and instead of worldly acquisitions, the cry and pain of this ummat becomes the hidayat of humanity. That how these millions can be saved from Jahannam. How that legacy of Rahmatul Lil Alameen was a mercy to every alam can come alive for the ummah today also. Like one great alim, when he was asked about the plight of the ummah today, what a reply he gave. He said, there's two things, I'm only going to mention one. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the kuffar. He loved humanity. Everything was given for them. His day and night, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, give them hidayat, give them hidayat. Those who persecuted him, he cried for them also. He loved the kuffar and he hated their ways. The ummah today hates the kuffar. Curse them. Send lanat upon them. Make baddua for them. They are like this and they are like that. But the ummah today loves their ways. Follow them. Ape them. Emulate them. Like Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi said, he said the West is following its dog. They take the dog out for a walk every morning and you stupid fools are following them. You were given what their hearts are crying out for. You were sent as a rahmat, a legacy for them. You were sent to finish yourself for their hidayat. And you have chucked what you had and are trying to ape them. So nevertheless, he asked, where's his home? He said, that room. So he says, you mean to tell me that that room is his whole house? No sitting room, no dining room, no kitchen. He says, in America where we come from, if we don't have six different rooms where the purpose of each room is tabled beforehand, that can't constitute a home. If the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat of the whole world lives like this, when I go back to America, I'm also going to live in one room. Then he said, that many years later, Allah gave me tawfiq, I came to South Africa. And I made safar of Stanger. And whilst in Stanger, one brother said, Hazrat, please come home, I want you to make dua. I've just built a namaz room in my house. He says, phir mere zehen ke andar aa gaya, ab to, pehle to 6 zarurat thi, ab to 7 ban gaya. It came in my heart that first 6 rooms were necessary, now they've got 7 purpose-built rooms. Sunnat, sleep on the floor, but build a base out of oak so that it costs 3 times what a normal bed will cost because I'm following the sunnat. Let the lounge be on the ground, but use such fabric which costs several times more than a normal lounge suite. I'm following sunnat. Make the house bigger and bigger, such opulence. Those with munasabat with tabligh. Bhai, why are you doing this? I want to keep jamaats in my home. Mazak, mockery. So that Hafiz Patel Sahib Dawal Barakatuh, he says, now ladies program takes place. And the ladies come back from the program of hidayat with the jazba that I have to get a lounge suite like what I saw in that house. And I have to get that certain crockery that I saw in that house. Asal sunnat is sadgi. Asal sunnat is simplicity. So that the excess wealth and the excess time of this ummah can be utilized for its maqsad. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when describing the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the home of the greatest of Allah's creation, she says, to enter the home I had to lower my head. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up for salah at night, as he was approaching sajda, speaking of the breadth of the home, she says that he used to touch me, I would shrink my legs to give him place to make sajda. Sahaba understood that if we want Allah and we want the closeness of Allah, and we want the success and honor from Allah, there is no other way. Not our logic, not our understanding. That is why that same Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of his death comes near, he's lying with his head in the lap of his son Ibn Umar. He says to him, put my head on the ground. Prior to that, he says to his son, Go to Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha and tell her that Umar is requesting permission to be buried in her hujra next to Abu Bakr and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was a hujra. She had reserved the place for herself. When she hears this request, she says, I had reserved it for myself, but Umar is that personality who has to be given preference. Tell him I have given permission. When he receives this, he is elated and he receives the news. But he says, perhaps out of or for my title of Amirul Mu'mineen. She gave permission. After I have passed away, carry my janazah to her home and ask her again, if she gives permission, bury me there, otherwise bury me in Jannatul Baqiyya. Then he says to his son, his head is in the lap of his son, he says, put my head on the ground. Put my head on the ground. On his insistence, finally his son relents and places his head on the ground. Then that Umar, whose name struck terror in the hearts of the rulers of his time, that Umar who established a rulership over the Islamic Khilafat that till today is spoken about and till today is looked at with the eye of envy, that Umar on whose effort and in whose Khilafat Islam spread to the four corners of the world, that same Umar rubs his cheeks on the ground, on the sand, rebuking himself, وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. That, O Umar, halakat and destruction awaits you if Allah doesn't forgive you. If Allah doesn't forgive you, what is going to happen to you, Umar? And rebuking himself like this, he passes away. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, he says, when we stood by the graveside of Umar, Sahaba were busy with his burial. He says, I heard someone crying behind me. I turned around and I saw it was Ali bin Abi Talib, who kept on saying that, oh Umar, I knew that no other piece of ground on this earth would accept you. How many times I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, myself and my two friends Abu Bakr and Umar, myself and my two companions Abu Bakr and Umar. They gave everything for his way of life. They gave everything for his object. So Sa'd Sulaymi, comes back to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The young daughter of Amr bin Wahab Thaqafi, hearing her father's reply, she says, Ya Abata, an-najah, qabla an yafdahaka al-wahyu, fayyaku Rasulullahi qad zawwajani minhu, faqad radhitu bima radhiyallahu wa rasuluhu li. She says, oh my father, fear for your akhirat, fear for your akhirat. Don't you know whose proposal you are rejecting? If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy with him as my husband, then I am happy with what Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam won for me. On this rebuke, Amr bin Wahab Thaqafi realizes his error and he rushes back to the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting, Sa'd Sulaymi one side weeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Amr bin Wahab coming. Anta alladhi radadta ala rasulillahi ma radad. Are you the one that rejected the proposal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. I made a mistake. I thought he was lying. I am prepared to give my daughter. Then the nikah is performed. Mehr is set at 600 dirhams. Sa'd Sulaymi says, O Nabi of Allah, I am a poor person, I have no means. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go to Abdurrahman bin Auf, go to Ali bin Abi Talib, go to Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and say to them, they must each give you 200 dirhams, I have sent them. Sahaba were waiting to spend on the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi mentions this riwayat. Each sahabi gladly gave not just 200 dirhams, wama zad, more than that. How much more is not mentioned. More than 600 dirhams, 400 is the mehr given. With other more than 200, youngster, 8 months aspirations building up. 8 months desires building up. Finally betrothed to one of the most beautiful women in Medina. Pockets are full. He goes to the bazaar to buy a few things before he will meet his wife for the first time. As Sa'd Sulaymi is entering the bazaar, the caller calls out, Ya khaylallahi irkabi wa ila thawabillahi farghabi an-nafir, an-nafir, an-nafir. O the horsemen of Allah, O the horsemen of Allah, mount your horses and go towards the sawab of Allah, towards the pleasure of Allah. The time has come to strive in the path of Allah, strive in the path of Allah, strive in the path of Allah. فَوَقَفَ مَوْقِفَهُ He stops in his tracks. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ نَظْرَةً إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Then he stares at the heavens. Imagine the tussle going on in his heart. 8 months of hopes and aspirations on the verge of being fulfilled. And now the command has come to strive in the path of Allah. If the sands of time could bear witness, if the pages of history could speak, if the sky of Medina Munawara could speak, if the winds of time could speak, if the land could speak, each one would shout out deafeningly based on that jamaat, on that group that was prepared on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that no excuse remains. My wife is young. My business is not looked after. I've got this problem. I'm too weak. I'm sick. I'm gone old. Each excuse, they broke it. One by one was broken with this jazbah and this zeal that we have been sent for the cry and the pain of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had in front of them the example of that Nabi, 23 years, day and night crying for this ummah. One night in Medina Munawara, he's crying and crying and crying. That Allah Ibrahim alayhi salam said, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ Isa alayhi salam said, إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Oh my Allah, Ibrahim said alayhi salam, those who follow me, they are from me. Those who have rejected me, forgive them if you want. Don't forgive them if you want. You are غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ Isa alayhi salam said, Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they are only your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. It is in your hands. Oh my Allah, I am not saying to you what Ibrahim said. And I am not saying to you what Isa said. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. As if you are saying, Oh my Allah, forgive my ummah. Forgive my ummah. Forgive my ummah. If you don't want to forgive them, then to forgive them. And he said this crying and crying. Jibreel is sent. Jibreel is sent. That, oh my beloved Nabi, what is troubling you? What has happened? Why are you crying like this? He says, oh Jibreel, the worry for my ummah is making me cry like this. Jibreel goes back to Allah. Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel back that console him. Console him. Tell my Nabi, do not cry like this. سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ Oh my beloved Nabi, we will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah. On the plains of Arafat, 5 hours. 5 hours on the back of the camel, crying and crying and crying. No mother cried for her child like this. No father cried for his child like this. No human being cried for another human being like this. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah my ummah, Ya Allah my ummah, Ya Allah the zalimin of my ummah, forgive him also. Ya Allah the wrongdoer of my ummah, forgive him also. Save them from Jahannam, save them from Jahannam. Everything was given for this. No stone was left unturned. Family member upon family member was sacrificed. Till eventually, even in maradul wafat, even in the final sickness, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel is sent. That, oh my beloved Nabi, Allah Ta'ala has given you a choice. If you want, Allah will give you shifa and keep you alive with your ummah. Or if you want, Allah is mushtaq. Allah is waiting for you to come back to Him. Allah is looking forward to you coming back. That scene is about to take place which never took place in the annals of history. A knock is heard on the door. Jibreel addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hada malakul maut. The angel of death is at the door. He is seeking permission to enter. He has never sought permission before. And right up till Qiyamah, he will never seek permission for anyone else. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, give him permission. Malakul maut comes and stands in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah ta'ala arsalani ilayk an uti'uka fima amartani in amartani an aqbid nafsaka qabadtuha ya Ahmad wa in amartani an atrukha taraktuha. Allah ta'ala has sent me to you, O Nabi of Allah, and has ordered me to fulfill the wishes of my Nabi. If he orders me to take out his ruh, I must take it out. And if he orders me not to take it out, I must leave it as it is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, before I give my answer, go back to Allah and ask my Allah, man li ummati min ba'di. That after I have left this world, who is going to look after my ummah? Who is going to be there for my ummah? Even at this juncture, the ummah, everything given for the ummah. Jibreel comes back, Abshir, Abshir, O my beloved Nabi, become happy. Allah Ta'ala has sent me with a message, La akhdhuluka fi ummatik. Allah will not forsake your ummah. Allah will not forsake your ummah. When he hears this, he says, Al-an qarrat ayni. Al-an qarrat ayni. Allahumma al-rafiq al-a'la. He says, now my eyes have been cooled. If it was not for this guarantee that was taken, then the zulmat and the oppression and the guna of this ummah long time ago would have caused this ummah to be sucked into the depths of the earth. Would have caused bolts of lightning to strike down one ummati. Would have caused the oceans of this world to drown this ummah. Allah says, I will not forsake them. Allahumma rafiq al-ala. And then too, the last moments of his life still, As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah. O my ummah, guard your salah. Protect the rights of those who are subservient to you, those who are under you. O my ummah, guard your salah. Protect the rights of you, those who are subservient to you. And gradually, sahaba say, As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. With these words on his lips, eventually the ruh came out of the body of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi, 23 years, day and night, the worry for the ummah, concern for the ummah, cry for the ummah, pain for the ummah. What munasabat, what relationship, what link has the ummah got today with the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the pain of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثم نظر نظرة إلى السماء. He looked up to the heavens. اللهم إله السماوات والأرض وإله محمد لأجعلن هذه الدراهم فيما يحب الله ورسوله والمؤمنون. Oh Allah, Allah of the heavens and the earth, and Allah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. I will use these dirhams in that which Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم love, and in that which is the benefit for the ummah. Fashtara sayfan wa farasan wa rumhan. He bought his equipment and he went out in the path of Allah, covering his face. So because if he is recognized, he feared that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send him back. Where did I send you? And where are you? Sahaba asked, manil mutalathim. Who is the one who has disguised himself? Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, leave him alone. What does it matter who it is? He has come to assist you with your mission. The battle begins. Sa'd Sulaymi is thrown from his horse. He gets up. فَشَمَّرَ عَنْ سَعِدَيْ folds up his sleeves. فَبَانَ السَّوَادُ سَعِدَيْ the blackness of his forearms become exposed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeing this, he asked him, أَسَعَدٌ أَنْتَ O Saad, is it you? He says, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي Saad. May my parents be sacrificed upon you, Nabi of Allah, it is Saad. Realizing the qurbani and sacrifice that the sahabi has given, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Asbahta sa'idan. O Saad, Jannat has become wajib for you. Jannat has become wajib for you. No sooner he hears this, he throws himself. Till eventually the uproar is heard. Usiba Saad. Usiba Saad. Saad has become shaheed. Saad has become shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam runs onto the battlefield, places the head of Saad Sulaymi on his laps. Sahaba say, they saw the tears from the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mixing with the dust on the face of Saad Sulaymi. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَرَدَ الْحَوْضُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ By the qasam of the Rabb of Kaaba, Saad has reached my hawz, Kawthar. Saad has reached my hawz. Abu Lubaba bin Munzir, radiyallahu ta'ala, who says, O Nabi of Allah, رَيْنَا مِنْكَ ثَلَاثَ khisal. We saw three things. First, you laughed. First you cried, then you smiled, and then you turned away. What does it mean? He said, he replied, Amma bukai fabakaitu shawqan ila Saadin. First I cried over the pain of separation from my sahabi Saad Sulaymi. And realization of the extent that he sacrificed for me. وَأَمَّا ذِحْكِي فَبِمَنْزِلَتِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَرَامَةُ اللَّهِ لَهُ And then I smiled. And then I smiled because I saw the honor that Allah had prepared for him. What Allah had kept for him. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. The one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah will never be equal. Allah's qasam, they will never be equal. Quran declares they will never be equal. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً Allah has given fazilat. Allah has given rank. Allah has given superiority. Allah has given honor to the one striving in the path of Allah over the one sitting at home. Jannat has stages. Even the drink of Jannat. Look at Quran. Allah says, Innal Abrar, Yashrabuna min Kas, Kana Mizajuha Kafura. Some Jannatis will drink from goblets, containers, which will have Kafur in them. Innal Abrar Yashrabun, they will drink. One level. Next level. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا Next level, they will be given to drink. First group drinking. Next group, they will be given to drink zanjabil, which is from Salsabil spring. And then the third level, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا Allah with his own hands will give them to drink. Why were Sahaba not interested in the palaces of this world? Why were they not attracted by the worldly embellishments and invitations? The shock of Jannat, the aspiration of Jannat, the yaqeen of Jannat. I cried when I saw the honor Allah prepared for him. وَأَمَّا إِعْرَاضِي عَنْ Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I turned away. فَبِمَا رَأَيْتِ أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ يَتَبَادَرْنَهُ كَاشِفَاتٍ سُوقَهُنَّ بَادِيَاتٍ خَلَاقِي لَهُنَّ فَعَرَدْتُ عَنْهُنَّ حَيَاءً مِّنْهُنَّ. The Hur'een, the maidens of Jannat, the wives of Sa'd Sulaymi, were running towards him, each one trying to reach him first, trying to be the first to embrace him and welcome him. Women whose beauty cannot be described. Women, لو بسقت الحوراء في سبعة أبحر لمزجت الماء من عذوبة فمها. If she had to spit, the waters of the seven oceans of the world will become sweet. If her scarf had to be hung into the world, the whole world will become fragrant. If her fingernail had to become exposed, it will outshine the sun. Women of such beauty, they were running in their haste to reach him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, their dresses were lifting up, their shins were becoming exposed, the bangles were clapping on their feet. Out of embarrassment, I turned away. That honor, that status, that dignity. Allah Ta'ala gave the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they made their day his day, when they made their night his night, when they made their cry, their pain, their concern, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying is only for Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen. We belong to Allah. This life is not ours, it belongs to Allah. This wealth is not ours. The faculties and strength Allah has given us is not ours. We have been sent, each ummati, أُخْرِجَتْ Linnas, has been taken out, selected, chosen by Allah for one maqsad, one pain, one concern, the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hidayat of humanity, no exclusion, no one left out. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبْ حَدِيثِ مُتَوَاتِرْ. He said, this hadith itself is a mu'jiza. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, فَلْيُبَلِّغْ al-alim, the one who has knowledge of deen must make tabligh. He didn't say, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ al-amir, the one who is wealthy must make tabligh. He didn't say, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الْعَامِلِ, the one who is practicing on deen must make tabligh. Without istisna, he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ, anyone who is present, anyone who has recited my kalima, anyone who is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like salah is the order of Allah, and like zakat is the order of Allah, and like hajj is the order of Allah, Allah's qasam, da'wat and tabligh is the order of Allah. We have to make tawbah. Wherever we are, shed those tears of remorse. We turn our back on the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. The time is coming. Each one will be raised in front of Allah. There will be some sahaba coming with their nose cut off, with their ears cut off, with their hands cut off. On that day, what answer are we going to give? That Nabi whose last breath, As-salah, 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 95% of his ummah has turned their backs on salah. Every order of Allah is being destroyed. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, what answer are we going to give? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks us, that when my deen was being destroyed, what were you doing? He exhorted Sahaba on the place of Arafat. Then after I leave this world, with regards to my effort, La tusawwidu wajhi yawm al-qiyamah, do not become a source of embarrassment to me on the day of judgment. Before it is too late, prepare some answer. Prepare some excuse. Like Anas bin Nadr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turns to Allah, that Ya Allah, I couldn't take part in Badr. If you give me another chance, you will see how I will strive for your deen. So then on his sacrifice, Sahaba say, 80 wounds were counted on the front of his body. And on his sacrifice, Sahaba say this verse was revealed. Minal mu'mineen rijal. Minal mu'mineen rijal. Sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayh. Faminhum man qada nahbah. Wa minhum man yantazir. Wa ma baddalu tabdeela. Two groups among Sahaba. There was no third group. Quran does not speak of any third Jamaat or group. Amongst the mu'mineen are rijal, men, sadaqu ma'ahadullah alayhi, who have fulfilled the covenant with Allah, who have been truthful with Allah. Some have given their lives for the hidayat of humanity, and some are waiting to give their lives for the hidayat of humanity. Two groups, there was no third group. Quran does not speak of any third group. Concerning that Jamaat, وَكُلُّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah says, for all of them we have promised Jannat. But the door was not closed on Sahaba. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who will follow Sahaba. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is pleased with Sahaba. Allah will be pleased with them. Sahaba were pleased with Allah. They will be made pleased with Allah. Prepare some answer before it is too late. Make this decision with Allah. Wherever we are, Tawbah over the past. And Ya Allah, your deen was being destroyed. Your commands were being destroyed. Insaniyat were going towards Jahannam. I turn my back on this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur hum na mita. Ya Allah, your deen was dying and I didn't finish myself. Ya Allah, my Tawbah. Ya Allah, my Tawbah. And make this firm determination that from this ijtima, nakat to go in the path of Allah, town to town, city to city, locality to locality, walking in the path of Allah, bearing the hardships of Allah, feeling the ecstasy and the sweetness of the obedience of Allah, shedding the warm tears in the nights in the path of Allah, calling to Allah, negating everything besides Allah, following one sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going door to door, city to city, town to town, with this jazbah and zeal, like our sahaba had, no excuse, not the wife, not the children, not the shop, not the job, not the worldly means, not the responsibilities. We have been sent for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that tomorrow, on the day of judgment, we can stand in the court of Allah, we can face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and say that, oh my beloved Nabi, I am useless. There was nothing I could do. Even that which I did, I undid. My good also was wrong. But at least, I tried to imitate your Sahaba. I tried to imitate them. Some answer we have to have. Allah is so Kareem. Allah is so Rahim. That even the imitation, Allah will make decision on it. Even the imitation, Allah will accept. One incident is mentioned. One person, when his scale of deeds will be weighed, he will be short of one neki to tip the scale. Then Allah will say to him that, go now, ask anybody who is prepared to give you one neki. He will go person to person, person to person. That is that day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُهُ يُغْنِيهِ. That is the day of nafsi, nafsi. Too late, too late. They will say, what about us? What about us? If we are going to give you, what's going to happen to us? Person to person, tired, with the sun bearing down on his head. Eventually he will come to one person, who will say to him, I'm prepared to give you one neki. He will be shocked. Elated, overjoyed. He will go back to Allah. Ya Allah, I've got the neki. I've got that neki. Allah knows everything. Allah will say, how come? Who gave you? So and so, bring him here. That person will come in front of Allah. And Allah will say to him, how come you gave him a neki? No one else was prepared. How were you able to give? Did you not fear the consequences? He will say, oh Allah, my whole life was spent in your disobedience. I only had one neki. Mountains of evil deeds, one neki. Ya Allah. It was not going to be of any good to me. So I thought at least by giving it to one of your slaves, his work will get done. Allah will say, you want to become more generous than me. You want to imitate me. You want to be more generous than me. I am the most generous. He also goes to Jannat. You also go to Jannat. So Kareem, so Rahim, so merciful, so Hannan, so Mannan, so Dayan, so Ghaffar, so Wahhab. How much longer are we going to make war with our Allah? How much longer are we going to turn our backs on Allah? Let us come back to Allah and make this decision that, Ya Allah, my life for your deen, my wealth for your deen, my every breath, I am the representative of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on this earth. And go town to town, village to village, locality to locality, striving in the path of Allah, undergoing hardships in the path of Allah, tasting the sweetness of the difficulties of the path of Allah, till eventually, Ya Allah, the lantern of my life will be extinguished, but the lantern of Islam will be lit up in the world. Ya Allah, accept me to strive in your path, so that eventually my death comes in your path, and that qabr, the sand of the qabr, becomes the chadar and cloth that will cover me. Ya Allah, I will be finished, but how many people you'll give hidayat to? How many people will be saved from Jahannam, so that tomorrow, on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, I will be able to stand in your court and say, Ya Allah, I couldn't do anything, I was useless, but at least I imitated your sahaba. I imitated the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So wherever we are, my respect brothers, make this firm decision with Allah and let us stand up now. Don't look left, don't look right. This ummah is in a plight. This ummah has forgotten, and not only forgot that they forgot their responsibility. We have to come back to Allah, and we have to say to one person, fafirru ilallah, come back to Allah, come back to your Allah. Allah loves you, Allah is waiting for you. Become the beloved of Allah. Let our day become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let our night become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let our pain, our fikr, our cry become his. And stand up now, decision with Allah. Don't look back behind his fire. In front is Jannat. Allah is waiting. Stand up, naqad, cash to go in the path of Allah. Stand up, my respected brothers. Do not sit. The moment has come for us to move. Make decision with Allah. Have mercy on ourselves, mercy on our families, mercy on humanity. Stand up, my respected brothers. Those who haven't gave names, they also stand up. 4 months to go in the path of Allah.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097. It is the duty of every Muslim to read and understand the Holy Quran. Par Excellence, South Africa's premier producer of Islamic CD-ROMs, audio CDs and cassettes, have just launched the complete Quran with English translation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
It comes packaged in a beautiful presentation box of 40 cassettes. Each cassette is clearly marked as to the beginning and end verse of each track. To ensure the best sound quality, the cassettes are recorded using the latest digital recording technology. To get your copy, call Par Excellence in Johannesburg, 011-830097.
And there is none like unto him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Do you want your children to learn to read the Holy Quran like Qari Abdul Basit? Then you need the Al-Ustadh CD-ROM. Al-Ustad is based on madrasa and Islamic school syllabus that is recognized worldwide, including the LMA and Nurul Islam. The Al-Ustad will start you right from the basics, using the phonetic method of teaching, and go into advanced aspects like tajweed. Al-Ustad also contains kalimas, duas, how to perform wudu, salah, a complete recitation of the Holy Quran, and much, much more. To get the Al-Ustad, call Par Excellence in Johannesburg on 011-830-097. That's 011-830-097. Planning to go for Hajj or Umrah? Then you need the Al-Hajj wal-Umrah CD-ROM produced by Par Excellence. Al-Hajj wal-Umrah will get you ready for Hajj. It contains everything you need to know about Hajj and Umrah. Over 350 pictures, over 90 minutes of video, how to perform the rituals, sounds from the harams, salah times, contact telephone numbers, and a host of other items. So don't delay. Call Par Excellence on 011-830-097 to get the Al-Hajj wal-Umrah CD-ROM now.